It's time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. So, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Phil Wickham, and it's a song called I Believe.
I believe
A little bit of Phil Wickham there for you. A song called I Believe. Kicking this morning off with I Believe, because there is only one that you have to believe in. One whom you can put your faith in to be saved, made whole, and made new. He is Jesus Christ. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. And guys, I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. We're going to give you one by Elevation Rhythm, and it's a song called Wind of Love.
I put my sails in the air. I'm yours, just take me anywhere. I'm casting all my cares, so you can take me anywhere, anywhere. Just let the wind of love blow. Spirit, come and take control. And it doesn't matter where we go. Just let the wind of love blow. Yeah. Cause I put my trust in the Lord. I won't let fear keep me on the shore. May I venture out into
it doesn't matter where we go.
put my sails in the air. I'm yours, just take me anywhere. I put my sails in the air. I'm yours, just take me anywhere.
That's a song by Ann Wilson, a song called Strong, that reminds us that in our weakness we are made strong in Christ Jesus. Because when we know that He is our strength, we can go forth and live our life for Him, to be obedient to Him, to do His will, and allow Him to strengthen us, to carry us through, so that we can do the things that in our humanness we wouldn't think we could do. Because He not only gives us the desire to serve and love Him, but He empowers us to go and do His will, just as Philippians says. Right now we got one by Tasha Layton, a song called Never.
When this broken world is breaking down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me doubt You more than ever, You remind me that Your answer's always
See, there is only one whom we can find peace and rest, and one who will never leave us nor forsake us. He is Jesus. And you see, we come to him through the good news. Today we have something that, well, that exposes our brokenness, our sin, and one thing that draws us in from all this so we can have healing, forgiveness, and hope for all eternity is the good news of Jesus Christ. Romans 1:17 says, "This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." Today, you can be saved. You can be made whole and you can be made new by placing your faith alone in Christ Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, it says you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." See, openly declare that Jesus is your Lord and Savior today and every day. Believe that he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. Believe that he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that you can now have new life in him alone. Put your faith alone in him and trust him with your whole life. You see, this is the good news. This is the good news with an eternal hope that's only found in Jesus Christ. Will you open your life to Jesus today? Will you not harden your heart against him, but open your heart and your life and allow Jesus to come into you through the Holy Spirit to cleanse you and make you whole, giving you new life, a rebirth in the Spirit of God, so that you can experience what life is all about. It's the good news that draws us in. Because it's the good news that explains how much Jesus loves us and what he done for us. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Maverick City. And it is a song called Good News. Because you see, as we believe and follow Jesus, it's about sharing the good news with everyone we meet. So all can experience His love. You see, Jesus wants to be your shelter. He wants to have a personal walk with you. So will you call upon His name and know He will never leave you nor forsake you? Allow Him to be your fortress. Allow Him to be, well, a light for your path. That light for your path that leads to life. Luke 1:79 says, He came to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. You see, He loved us so much. God sent His one and only Son, Christ Jesus, God in flesh, came to us and gave His life, poured out His blood so that our sin could be forgiven. And He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we wouldn't have to be in the darkness anymore, but that we could be in His light, and have light to guide us in the path of peace. Psalms 91, 1 through 2 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. You see, when we place our life in his hands, it's there that we find shelter. It's there that we find rest. It's there that we find forgiveness. It's there that we find mercy. It's there that we find grace. It's there that we find an unfailing love that changes every aspect of how we think and how we act as he anoints us with the Holy Spirit. In Romans 5:5 says, this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. You see, when we come to Christ Jesus and we are his child, well, he anoints us with the Holy Spirit as his guarantee that we are his. He fills our hearts with his love through the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we have. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead you home as we walk this weary road of this world. Because when we allow him to be our strength, when we allow him to shelter us and give us peace to carry us through, when we place all of our trust in him, well, you see, he empowers us to go and do his will, to share his message, to be able to live our life for him until we meet him face to face. It's there that you find blessing upon blessing because you are living for your Lord and Savior. You are following Jesus by listening to his word and allowing his word to penetrate your heart, your soul, and your mind. It's about you loving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. And he says one thing that's just as important, and that's to love your neighbor as yourself. So when we love our neighbors, it's about sharing Jesus with them. Because if Jesus has changed your life, if Jesus has made you new through the Holy Spirit, well, then you're going to want to share that with your neighbor because of the love that you've experienced. You'll want to share that love with your neighbor to share that truth that comes forth from God's word. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Need to Breathe, and it's a song called Brother.
Brother, let me be your blood of my blood. We can get through it all. Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave all alone. I could be the one to call when you feel.
Take the test and they just fell right down. I've been trying to push the limits, been asking why I should live in them. Couldn't find no good there in it till you showed me how to be still and don't move. So I will, cause I want you to keep me right there in the middle of. Spinning, I've been restless. I've been thinking selfish, but it's different now. Oh, be still and don't move. So I will, cause I want you to keep me right there in the middle of.
Bit of Blessing Offer, a song called Your Love. And you see, when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, he anoints us with his life-changing love, and it's his love that kind of holds us in the center of everything, because it's his love that teaches us and guides us in this world through the Holy Spirit to show us how to love people, to not only love with words but to love with our hands and feet. And you see, sometimes in this world that we live in, to love somebody is to share the truth of God's word and not to hold anything back from God's word, because it's the truth that will set you free. And so if you truly desire to love people as Christ loves people, then we are to share his truth, his love, with the world. Right now, we got one by Luke Bauer. A song called Man on Fire.
From fulfilling, but at least I wasn't always alone. It's a hard road when you have to kill your whole desires. It's a hard road with the cross upon your back. Let it be known, the strength is life required. It's a hard road when you have to kill your own desires. It's a hard road with the cross upon your back. Let it be known, the strength is life required.
A little bit of Luke Bauer, Man on Fire. You know, we are to keep that first love, that fire throughout our life to serve Him. And don't let that flame go out, because we should be continually allowing ourselves to grow in our relationship with Jesus by being in His Word, by spending time with Him daily, walking through our day, all day. Allowing Him to be everything in our lives. Right now, we got one by Brandon Heath, a song called He Does.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone? Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. He does. Oh, by the way, he knows. He is, he was. What if it was true? Knows you more than you. He does. Oh, by the way, he knows. He lives, he loves. What did Jesus say? Oh, by the way, he does. answer was love, a love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, that's a political. They don't wear miracles, but
he does.
Oh, by the way,
he does.
He is, he was.
What if it was true? Knows you more than you.
He does. Oh, by the way,
he does.
He lives, he loves.
What if Jesus saves?
Oh, by the way, he knows us. He sees us. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way,
he is, he was.
What if it was true? Knows you more than you.
He does, he does, he does.
Oh, by the way,
he does.
He lives, he loves.
What if Jesus saves?
Oh, by the way, he does.
At another burial, and this one's for the hope we would make it. Yeah. And friendships pass away, and the dreams we thought we made, I couldn't save it. We are like just go and give it my all to watch it. There's a God who weeps for me, and his healing I have seen. When I'm a broken reed, with wounds I cause to bleed, but you're gentle with the weak. You are nothing like us. I would have left me so long ago with all my faults. By your hands I was called. Must I let go of my soul?
was one by Kibi and Brett Nicole. A song called Your Way. When we ask our Lord and Savior to have His way with our lives, we are laying our life out so that we can serve Him. And Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians, it says, "For we speak as messengers who have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news." Our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of our hearts. So when we say, "Have your way," we are laying our life out so that Christ Jesus can empower us to go and share the good news so that we can please God. And when we please God, the Spirit of God uses us as a vessel to share His message with the world. And it's the Holy Spirit that anoints, that draws people with the love of Christ so that they can be saved and made whole and made new, so that they can go then and share the good news and make more disciples. Right now, we got one by Shane and Shane. You've already won.
No more. my own eyes. The Messiah is finally come, the great Redeemer wielding freedom. We've never known this kind of love. He is so much better than I thought he'd be. He is so much greater than my wildest dreams. He is way more holy, way more worthy, the King.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. Right now, we got one by Crowder called Grave Robber.
Stolen by the grave robber, pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water, brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away, one more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer, all because of that grave robber. Maybe you're the one thinking that you'll never be right. Even though your mama praying for you every night, praying Jesus gonna find you and open your eyes. Well, maybe right now's that time. Like a thief in
tonight. He'll sneak in, take your life. That resurrection gonna have you singing. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. Taking my sin, taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber.
A little bit of Crowder, a song called Grave Robber. Guys, do you know that in this world, you've been made for more than living a life of death and decay? Your creator, Yahweh, created you in your own special way. In fact, James tells us, we out of all creation became his choice possession. That comes from James 1. And you see, he created you to live for him, to do his will, to honor him with your life by living a life of obedience. But you see, that plan that he has for your life can only be put into place when you come to Jesus in your brokenness to be saved and made new, to be cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, that's where life begins, because it's there that you are freed from the bondage of sin, your old sinful life. It's there that you receive new life in Jesus' name, where he could put into place his plan that he has for you to do his will, to serve and to love for him as he empowers you to go and do his will. 1 Peter says in 2:9, when we are his, he says you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he calls you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. You see, until we are brought into his wonderful light, we are living in death and decay, in the darkness. And the only way that we can come out of that darkness is through Jesus Christ, because it's there that we are cleansed and made whole by the blood of Christ. You see, John 10, 9 through 10 and 14 through 15 says this: Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. There is only one who came to us and gave it all so that we could be saved. He is Christ Jesus. And you see, when we are made new in him, it's there that we will experience life in a whole new way, guys. Because that's where we find abundant life that's only found in him. Ephesians 3:19 says, May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to experience fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. We are made new for more than climbing corporate ladders, guys. and having the most expensive things in life, we are made to share Jesus with the world, to be his hands and feet, to love and worship him with our whole being until we meet him face to face. And I'm not saying that you can't have nice things in this world or anything like that, but you have to remember that it's all the Father's. And he gives all these things to us to use as blessing. But as we receive these blessings, we are to bless others. And most importantly, bless them the way Christ has blessed us by sharing the good news with them, sharing how Jesus has changed our life, how he has made us new, how we are made whole in Jesus' name. There's more to life than death and decay. And all you have to do is open your life to Jesus and be made new and be made whole and never experience the second death, which is hell. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Josh Baldwin, and it's a song called Made for More.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tend in a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? Only a star. Now I am
life again. I was made for more.
Come on, sing it over yourself.
So why would I bear my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more.
Yeah.
You see, guys, we're made for more than, well, than just going to work and making a living and going about our daily lives. We were made for His purpose, to share His message, and to grow stronger in our relationship with Him until we meet Him face to face. Jeremiah 17:14 says this, O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. So as we go through our day, we need to remind ourselves that He is our creator, our sustainer, and our deliverer. He is the God who saves us. He is the God who heals us and makes us whole. And that's why our praise alone should be to Him as we live out our day. So we should live in thanksgiving to the one who saves you. Thanksgiving to the one who makes you whole. To live a life of thanksgiving to the one who gives peace and rest. That peace and rest for your soul. So that each day we can have a closer walk with Him and as we spend more time with Him. Colossians 2:7 says this. It says, let your roots grow down into Him. And let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. His will for us is to live a life of thanksgiving to Him in all things. Ephesians 5:20 says it this way. And give thanks for everything to God the Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians says it this way, 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. God's will for you is to be thankful in all circumstances of life. That means not only in the highs, but in the lows of life. Sometimes in the lows of life, we want to rush through those. We want to get them out of the way because they're hard to endure sometimes. But we have to understand that in those lows of life is whenever we can actually have that stronger, closer walk with Him, because that's when we really seek His face the most. God's will for you is to live a life of thanksgiving in every circumstance of your life. So thank Him for not only the highs, but the lows. And live that life for His glory. You know, in Colossians 2:6, it says, and now just as you accept Christ as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him. So you see, as your love grows stronger and stronger for Him, your desire should be to live more of an obedient life to Him. And we do that by knowing more of the heart of God. And how do we know more of the heart of God? It's by digging into His holy and living word and allowing the Holy Spirit to feed you His truth that comes forth from the holy and living word. In that way, we can live a life of thankfulness. It leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires, and it's a song called I Thank God.
Place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones.
tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart and changed my to believe. My doubts are burning, oh, like ashes in the wind. So, so long to my old friends. Burden and bitterness, you can just keep it moving. Well, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be. left on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Rain came and went through, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Oh, rain came and went through, but my house was built on.
Bit of Cody Carnes there for you. A song called Firm Foundation, a song that reminds us that when we build our life on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, He is the rock who cannot be shaken. He is the one who will strengthen us and carry us through. There's no one else but Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Leads us into our next song. It's by Gateway Worship, a song called Who Else?
I am an instrument of exaltation, and I was born to lift your name above all names. You hear the melody of all creation, but there's a song of praise that only I can bring. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only Jesus. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only Jesus. You are chose to make my heart your dwelling place. You healed my brokenness, showed me your glory. So I have songs of thanks not even angels sing. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy?
Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Redden Collective. It's a song called Hallelujah Anyway.
I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart, 'cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. I'll find a way to thank you for the bitterness is real and hard, 'cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark, no. Even if my daylight never dawns,
I'm found, even if my heart will somehow say.
got flames in your eyes. You got wonder working power pouring out of your side. Check the tomb all the way through. The grave is empty inside. Ain't no other pool. The greatest miracle of all time. You got power. Demons cower when they hear your name call. You got power. The still towers make a lie.
Bit of Brandon Lake there for you, a song called Can't Count 'Em. Right now, we got one by Stephen Stanley. Rest in the Father.
Did all your dreams come crashing down? Feels like no one hears you now. Did all the good things fall apart? Got so much anxious in your heart. I know that pain. You are not alone today. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking. He will calm your restless soul.
You see, the only place that we can find rest in this life is in Jesus Christ. So there's a question to ask. Are you broken today? Is your heart broken? Is your spirit crushed? Well, Psalms 34:18 says, and I want to remind you of this, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. You see, guys, if we give all our brokenness over to Jesus, He will make us new and whole. You see, our bodies are buried in brokenness, but you see, we are raised to life to make us whole and ready to serve and live for the only one who saves us by His grace. You see, we're buried in weakness, but we are raised in His strength. And you see, guys, this starts when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and it lasts through all eternity. In Corinthians 15:43, it says, our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. Our strength is in Jesus alone. And one day will we receive a new body that's eternal. But as for now, when we come to Him in our brokenness, well, our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they're raised in glory. So as He gives us new life, well, He raises us in new strength because our weakness is buried. He empowers us to go into this world and share the good news, to share the message and hope of Jesus. He empowers us to be able to do things that in our humanness we might think are impossible. But you see, He is the one who gives the mindset, who gives the strength, who gives us the ability, who gives us the wisdom to be able to go and serve Him as our Lord and Savior. So you see, if you come to Jesus in your brokenness, He is the one who gives you new strength. And because of that new strength that He empowers us with, we can go and make disciples. We can be a true follower of Jesus. So you see, if you say you're broken and you can't be used by God, His scripture tells you different. His word tells you different. It tells you that God can use a broken man or a broken woman. Because you see, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. And when we find out new life in Him, well, our brokenness is buried. Our weakness is buried. And we are raised in new strength because Jesus fills us with the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by Jason Crabb. And it's a song called God Can Use a Broken Man.
Been down, down to the bottom. I was looking at a mountain I could not climb. I was addicted, if I'm being honest, for a long time. I was in a prison, a savior. I lifted my hands up to the sky and cried out to heaven, I surrender for the first time. Broken man.
can use a broken man. He can take all of our failures, make us whole again.
So if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, well, we are to love with our life. Romans 12:9 says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. You see, we are to love people enough to walk alongside them and share the truth of God's holy and living word. We are to do this in love indeed to allow Jesus to be our example. To allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and flow from us so that all will come to His saving grace. So that they can be made new and whole. And then go and live for Jesus and to live a life of obedience. Ephesians 5:2 says, live a life filled with love following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. So Ephesians 2 tells us, you know, to live a life filled with love. And we do this by allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us. You see, He is living within us. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in His truth, in His love, well, it's then that we can follow the example of Christ Jesus, because it's the Holy Spirit who guides us in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. He is the one who offered Himself as a sacrifice for us so that we could be made new and made whole. And we are to go and share that with the people that surround us. You see, when we love with our life, we live by His truth and love people enough to share His truth with them. And we do this so that they can experience freedom from sin and death. That freedom that only comes through Christ Jesus. But you see, guys, if we don't share the truth that comes forth from God's word, well, we're not being truthful with people. We're not really loving people. Because to really love people is to share the truth with them. And that's how Jesus wants to save them. How He wants to free them from sin and death. How He wants to pull them out of that curse of sin that they're living in. And the only way that can happen is through Jesus Christ. Share with them how He poured out His blood for the forgiveness of sin. And when they call upon the name of Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness and ask Him into their life, well, they're made new and made whole and they're healed. Never to experience the second death. Because of their walk with Jesus. So guys, when I say we need to love with our life, well, it's to share Jesus, His truth, and His love with the people that surround us. It leads us in our last song for the day. It's by Holland. And it's a song called Love With Your Life.
So what's turning to noise? Yeah, we go round and round again. But people, we were meant to blaze a life that's beautiful. Yeah, we got so much love to give. Don't look to the left or right. You know the future's worth the fight. Don't look to the left or right. Hey, yeah.
gotta dig a little, dig a little deeper. You got a love with your life, like a fire burning strong, till the night is coming gone. There's a hope that lives in you. You got a love with your life, like a warrior fight, laying on the line. If you wanna see it change, you got a love with your life. If you wanna see it change, you got a love with your life. You got a love with your life. You crash into a brand new day. The world's up in your face. And they don't whisper in it. Just push them back, you need your space. To be who you want to be. You got so much more to get. Don't look to the left or right. You know the future's worth fighting. Don't look to the left or right. You got a love with your life. Like a fire burning strong. Till the night is coming gone. There's a hope that lives in. Another moment. I want to live intentionally in light of eternity. I want to love like you loved. I want to love with my life.
So guys, go and live life intentionally for Christ Jesus. Live life enthusiastically, serving the Lord, so that he receives all glory and honor by the way you live. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host Ken Goto saying farewell. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.